In this post, I'll be focusing on spanking pretty bottoms and the upcoming Labor Day Shadow Lane spanking party, an event that I have attended for many years. It's made up of a collection of spanking enthusiasts that either love to watch or be watched. Bottoms include men and women, all colors, large, small, jiggly and solid, young and old. Remember, spanking is not directly about sex. In fact, there is no sex performed in any of these public rooms. But you never know what goes on behind closed doors after a good paddling. We merge from all corners of the planet to enjoy, well, what else? Giving spankings or getting spanked. So, when I attend these annual spanking galas, all I see are beautiful bottoms everywhere. I mean, look at these pictures below. If you were into spanking pretty bottoms, or just into looking at pretty girly bottoms, wouldn't you be in heaven? This curvaceous European morsel just followed my instructions exactly and submissively knelt down over the chair, lifted her dress, and let me do, well, whatever I wanted to her bottom. Yummy! Now, this adorable spanking party neophyte accompanied a friend of mine. Besides being absolutely stunning, she had never been spanked by a woman before. And the best part is that she wanted me to be her first. Oh, if I must. How could I just let this sexy bottom walk by? I had to stop her dead in her tracks and ask if I could fondle her recently spanked tushy. Because it's exactly why she comes to the parties. She was more than happy to bend over for me to squeeze it. Sweet. I have got to say, I'm pretty lucky to get to play for real, and not just in my head, in a way that suits my particular fetish. I adore watching a woman react, enjoy, and get turned on by my spanking her bottom. It's been true for a long time, and it's been something I've consciously cultivated within the appropriate communities, of course. Having built a reputation of providing quality, erotic spankings to women over the years, I now reap the benefit of my efforts. Voila! Below is a sexy spanking fantasy I wrote about my friend Banner. She's been very, very naughty.